You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And of course, this is Friday, which means this is Casual Friday, and I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented and soon to be ripped to shreds, Elisa Profumo. How are you doing, Elisa?
Well, that's going to take a while, but
well, you're on the track,
hopefully,
right?
That will happen.
Yeah, it will happen. Well, your goal isn't to really get ripped to shreds anyway.
No, it's not. No,
you've made a commitment to compete in a bikini competition this year.
Uh-huh.
So bikini competitors don't get ripped to shreds.
No, but they look awesome.
Yeah, but they look awesome, and I think they're a better representation of what an athletic woman would look like as opposed to a competitive bodybuilder or figure competitor or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's exciting.
It is exciting.
How is your diet going?
Like you said yesterday, I was listening to the show yesterday when you were with Rob Ragish and Wade Johnson. That's a lot of protein that I have to eat every day. And sometimes it seems like too much food. Yeah. I have to get used to eating that much.
Yeah. And see, that's really the challenge that most women have. There's actually both a physical, but before the physical, the mental challenge. It seems counterintuitive for women to think that if I eat more, I'm going to lose weight.
Well, and it's such a cleaner diet. I mean, you know, that the amount of proteins as compared to carbs and fats that I'm going to be eating is protein so much more of the diet, and it's really precise, and I'm really excited about doing it, actually.
Yeah, and it obviously protein is very, very thermogenic. We've learned that a lot. And also, you also mentioned that you listened to another show this week as well.
The T.S. Wiley show. I really enjoyed listening to that as well. She's interesting.
She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I really like about her, too?
You've got mail.
Remember that? She over the years, she has been challenged by the medical orthodoxy because she's not a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she really has limited credentials in that area. But she is autodidactic, and she has taught herself. And I would put her in the room with the quote-unquote proclaimed top endocrinologists and physicians in the world. And she would run circles. Their head would explode.
What I found interesting when we were talking about that show was what you said to me. There's not a doctor that came up with this T.S. Wiley protocol.
Right.
I mean,
why didn't they?
Exactly.
She's spot on with the way she – it's like, why would you want to – when you're replacing hormones,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't you want to replace them in the exact rhythmic way that they've been going on your entire life?
That makes a lot of sense.
but the doctors didn't think about that. But, you know, in all fairness to most physicians, they are taught in medical school not to think, but to instead apply the tactics and techniques that they've been taught and then follow the pharmaceutical rep who comes in and says, now give them this.
Interestingly enough, and those of you out there listening, I do not agree with Dr. Oz. I just sometimes listen to it so I can have content for the show.
Yeah, right, right.
But I was listening one day while I was on the treadmill, and there was a doctor on there. They were talking about lap band surgeries.
Right.
And she was talking to Dr. Oz, and she said, well, doctors don't get any nutrition training while they're in school. And Dr. Oz completely skated over that and changed the subject.
Yeah,
I guess he doesn't want the general public to know that.
Realize that. Because I would imagine that most people that are not in the know, which is not my audience, obviously the people who may be just finding this show for the first time or have never listened to a show like this, think that clearly physicians must know a lot about nutrition. That has to be like basic stuff that they learn, and then they move on to more technical stuff. Mm-hmm. They get no education in nutrition whatsoever.
Right.
And what they do get is right out of the American Dietetic Association, lockstep march. You know, your diet should be predominantly grains and starches and legumes, and then very small amount of protein and virtually no fat. And we're seeing that just doesn't work.
Obviously.
Well, you would think that they'd be seeing it, right?
Right.
But nobody's paying attention to it. So you liked T.S. Wiley's discussion.
Protocol, I did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then you do agree that women have a challenge, mental challenge first to overcome, which is most women try to starve themselves, and that actually makes them fat.
Exactly.
They don't understand that the body is designed to protect itself. So when you start to eat less, the body starts to conserve more.
Mm-hmm.
And the body has only one way to conserve. There's only one conservation currency that the body knows, and that's fat.
Fat.
So if you're not eating enough, the body goes, wow, who knows when we're getting another meal. We need to put some fat on your hips, your thighs, so we can go get it later when you start to starve to death, because that's what the body expects to happen next.
I've hooked up with an IFBB pro who, by the way, she's competed fitness, she's competed figure, she has an incredible shape. I mean, I've seen her in contest form and not, and she looks good even off season.
And she's very, very professional.
Yes.
You know, and she's normal. You know, she's not like out there, you know, on a limb like this is all I do. She's got children. She has a family.
She has
business.
Yes.
But yet she does all this at the same time.
Yes. And so she sent me this nutrition protocol to follow. And I looked at it, and I have to eat 6 to 8 times a day. And I'm thinking, how am I going to incorporate this? You know, it really does take planning, as Mark Dome said in his 10 Keys to Success. You really have to plan.
Yes.
And you really have to follow your plan.
But if having a body that you could be proud of.
Oh, it's way worth it.
Is important to you.
It's way worth
it. Why wouldn't you spend some time planning? And you just have to plan once. It's not like as though every week. Because what people need to realize is once you get your meal plan laid out, you're mm-hmm. eating like 9 or 11 different foods every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same meal every day. And it's like there's a lot of freedom that comes with having that plan ahead of time. It really is.
It's way worth it.
Speaking about eating, planning, and bodies, have you heard the news about Paula Deen?
Oh, well, she's all over the news right now. What's interesting to me is I heard on the radio that was reported by TMZ that she was on a cruise with her 400 listeners, and she was snapped by TMZ photographers eating cheeseburger and french fries.
Right. But of course she can eat those things because she has drugs on her side.
Exactly. And I heard that she fired her publicist.
And I heard her publicist fired her. It's interesting. Yesterday, you said to me, did you hear the news about Paula Deen? I said, which one? And you said, she fired her publicist. I said, I read an article on the internet that said her publicist fired her.
Isn't that interesting how, you know, the media can tell it two different ways?
Well, that's what publicity is all about. It's all about spinning things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I read was her publicist did not agree with her approach. He felt that, or she felt that, I don't know if it was a he or she because I just gleaned the article, felt that Paula Deen's decision to embrace her diabetes and march forward and become a spokesperson for Big Pharma was going to hurt her in the long run, which I totally agree with. I predict that Paula Deen will be persona non grata 2 years from now, that the Food Network is going to have to drop her because she is going to become a lightning rod because, trust me, while she has a small vocal faction of her audience that are going, you go on, Miss Paula, we support you, who happen to be in the same boat as her,
mm-hmm.
there's a larger and growing portion of the population that realize that embracing the pharmaceutical agenda is pretty much as evil as you can get. Now, you heard that she fired her publicist, right?
I did hear that, yeah.
So what did the story say?
They just said that she fired her publicist.
Did they say why?
Because the picture of TMZ was out for everyone to see. And it was his fault somehow, or her. I don't know if it was he or she.
I mean, oh, wait a minute, Paula. I'm sorry. It's not your fault for putting the burger in your mouth in the first place.
Okay, so we talked about how Paula Deen represents Smithfield,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And Smithfield is, I guess, has pork, is a producer of pork.
Right, and processed meats in general, like bolognese and stuff like that.
Right. So when I was looking at Facebook yesterday, Stelios Shangas, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but he had posted a photo of pigs in gestation crates.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
Well, you showed it to me, and it's sad.
It's really sad, and I'm bringing this up because Smithfield said that they were going to try to do away with the gestation crates.
Right.
But now they're saying they can't go, they were going to do away with it by 2017.
Right.
And now they say that they can't do away with it because it's too expensive.
To do away with
it. To do away with them.
Yeah. And basically what a gestation crate is a minimal clearance cage, which means that the pig can only stand up and lay down. They can't turn. They can't do anything. They're crunched. As a matter of fact, the bars are actually cutting into their body.
I don't even think that they can, once, because it's for pregnant pigs. And once they get bigger, I don't think they can move. They have to just lay on their chest.
And that's all they can
do. And that's all they can do.
And that's so sad.
It's 7 foot by 2 foot metal enclosure. 60 to 70% of sows are confirmed in crates during pregnancy.
Sows.
Sows, I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Sows, it rhymes with cows. Sows. Oh, well, not, you won't let me forget that one, will you?
I will never bring it up again. Anyway, so go
ahead. The pregnancies last for 4 months, so they're in that for four months.
4 months. How sad.
And they give birth to between 5 and 8 litters, so they experience that 5 to 8 times in their life.
Aww.
And then they go and slaughter them.
Yeah, right, exactly. We're done with you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Smithfield needs to change their slogan to get colon cancer faster with Smithfield Farms, because it's been shown that processed meats like that, like hot dogs and bologna, have been linked to colon cancer, especially in young children. And guess who eats a lot of that stuff?
Paula Deen.
Well, and young children. But yeah, Paula Deen should eat it because we need her. I'm going to say something that's going to be really harsh. You're cringing already.
I am.
Paula Deen is probably going to stroke out in the next couple years, few years. And if she doesn't, her husband is, because her husband is clearly eating the same way. If you've ever seen them, the poor guy looks like he's lost all will for life. Paula Deen is probably going to stroke out or end up with a clogged artery and have to go for surgery and blah, 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 or maybe develop colon cancer. And it's sad to say that really is important if that happens, because what happens then, if that happens to her, then all the people following her will go, oh, man, I think I need to change directions.
Mm-hmm.
So the inevitable is going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. It's going to happen to her. Someone posted a link on Facebook the other day pointing out that in a 2010 show that I re-aired the other day with Dave Rule, I said that Paula Deen is probably on a myriad of medications dealing with the chronic diseases that are caused by her diet. So,
Just back to the gestation crate for a second.
Sure.
For those of you who haven't seen it, Google it and look it up. It's just disgusting. It makes me sick to look at the pictures of these poor animals.
In fact, you don't eat veal because that's what they do to veal cows as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't let them move.
They don't let them move. So, and I don't eat pork anyway, so.
Well, and it is cruel. You know, it's one thing to eat animals. It's another thing to be cruel to them while they're alive until you kill them.
And that's why I say visit your local farmers.
Yeah, there you go. We have to take our first commercial break. When we come back, we've got a surprise. We have a guest. We're going to have Mark Dame on the phone for a couple minutes. We've got a big announcement to make.
I can't wait.
Okay, so stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenedione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get 2 of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
La 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 la.
Here's your man.
It's not unusual.
Tom Jones. You like Tom
Jones. Oh, I do like Tom Jones.
In fact, when we first met, you said I looked a little like Tom Jones. Didn't you
do.
Now that he's old and leathery looking, I look like him. Anyway, okay. All right, so we have Mark Dame on the phone. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good, Carl.
Mark, before we talk about this exciting news that we're going to drop here in a couple minutes, for people who haven't heard about you before, talk a little bit about yourself. First of all, talk about this recent achievement that you've had. You. How old are you now?
46 years old.
46. Man, you look so good. Okay, 46 years old. When did you get involved in physical culture? How old were you?
I've been physically active in sports and different things most of my life, and I competed for about 20 years at a fairly high level in cycling and endurance events. And about 5 years ago, I was a little bit burned out on that end of it and decided to pursue something new. A coworker was into bodybuilding and weight training, and he talked me into it, into doing my first show, and I've been hooked ever since. So I've actually only been really into the bodybuilding aspect of physical fitness for about 5 years.
Now, let me ask you a question. Coming from cycling, and what was your impression of bodybuilding from the outside looking in before you actually started to learn more about it?
I thought it was kind of a fringe sport. And, you know, I'd only see what I would see in the magazines and stuff, you know. And I knew, you know, performance-enhancing drugs were involved. But, of course, coming from a cycling and endurance sport background, I really wasn't a stranger to that because it pretty much permeates those sports also.
Right.
But I just, I never really thought much about it. I'd always lifted weights to try to enhance my performance as an endurance athlete. But as far as accruing muscle, that was never really my goal. And when I started, I was about 149 pounds.
How much you weigh now?
And right as I sit right now, I'm kind of just into my off season. I'm a 190.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Okay.
And I compete at about the 176 to 179 range.
Okay. Now, with that being said, you recently competed a few months ago, right?
Yes, sir. It was in November, the weekend before Thanksgiving.
What was that competition called?
It was the NPC Texas State Naturals.
Okay, so Texas State Naturals. Is this a drug-tested event?
Yes, it is, yes. And okay. It's promoted by, just to mention it, it's actually promoted by the Texas shredder, Dave Gooden, who's probably one of the, if not the top natural bodybuilder in history. I mean, he's just, you know, with the WNBF, he's all-time winningest bodybuilder, and he's just, I mean, he is natural bodybuilding.
You know, just for a little trivia, because you write a blog for the Quest Protein Bar Company, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who, and you probably do know this, who the man was that threw the very, very first drug-tested natural bodybuilding competition in the United States was?
Chet Yorton.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we say that because Shannon Yorton is the person behind the flavors and the recipes in these bars.
Yeah.
Which are the best bars in the world.
You know, and as a natural bodybuilder, and, you know, I study the history of it and the competitors, and that's just one more reason, you know, that I'm so proud to be involved with Quest is, you know, their relationship with Chet and Shannon Yorton, and, you know, just the history with Chet Yorton's just amazing, you know, yeah. What he was able to accomplish.
Okay, so getting back to your recent competition, how did you place in? Now, you ran and you did a Masters, right?
Right.
How did you place in the Masters?
I won the Masters 40 plus.
Okay, and then you also won something else, right?
Yeah, I won the open middleweight class, and then I won the open overall.
Okay, so that means open middleweight and open overall means that you were competing with guys that were in their 20s and 30s, right?
Yes, I would say in the open, I was probably the oldest guy there.
Now, the reason that I'm kind of, for those of you who've heard this already, don't be bored with it. For those of you who've never heard it, there's a reason that I want to get all this out ahead of time. Because, number one, Mark has done this drug-free, which means it's all about his training. It's all about his diet. It's all about his approach. That's all it is. There's nothing else. I mean, he may use creatine and something like that over the counter, but he's not using any of the anabolics. He's not using any of the prescription type black market drugs like T3 and clenbuterol. He's not using any of that sort of stuff. Okay, so it's important to remember that for a second. So, how big of an event was that? How many athletes were actually in that event? Do you remember?
If I'm not mistaken, I believe they had it in the 190 to 200 competitor range. Now that's everybody. That's covering figure and bikini and everybody in the male bodybuilding side of it. I would be guessing in the 50-ish range.
So that was a big event. That's a pretty big event. Okay, all right. Now, with that being said, we want to make an exciting announcement, okay? And I'm really excited about this because I'm looking to have Mark help me. So we're launching a new radio show second week of February. It is sponsored by QuestProteinBar.com. They were gracious enough to get behind this. And it's called My Quest for the Perfect Body with Mark Dame. And it's going to be exclusively and specifically about training and nutrition, exercise and nutrition. But I want to get a really important point across. It's not for bodybuilders, although bodybuilders will benefit from it. It's for everybody. Look, there are people out there. I've seen some of these fitness gurus on Oprah Winfrey and stuff like that. And I think to myself, I wouldn't want to look like that person. I don't understand how they can get up and talk about fitness when they have very, very little muscle. They actually have a great degree, a greater degree of subcutaneous fat that I would want to see on someone who's supposed to make a living teaching people how to be fit. If you want to learn how to play the piano, do you want to go to someone who has played concerts in Carnegie Hall and around the world, who is an impresario? Or do you want to learn how to play the piano from your neighbor who plays the piano just barely better than you do? And there's a rhetorical question. We know the answer. Well, if you want to learn how to shed body fat, how to sculpt your body, how to shape your body, how to build your shoulders, maybe you need some work on a part of your body. Who do you want to learn from? You want to learn from some guy who's sitting up there on Dr. Oz. You ever see the guy that doctor that's the nutritional guy on Dr. Oz? He looks pasty. He's got the suit on. I got to believe that he probably looks like a little bird when he's got just a T-shirt and shorts on. I don't want to learn how to look like that. I want to look like Marky Mark when he did the underwear ad for Calvin Klein. I want to be cut. I want my abs to show. I want my shoulders to show.
I want you to look like that too.
I know. I want to walk into a room and I want someone to say to me, "Oh, come on, dude. What are you, Photoshopped?"
Seriously, like that. Dude, are you Photoshopped?
Yeah. Well, who are you going to learn how to do that from except a guy who makes a living at it, gets up in front of thousands of people in nothing but a little Speedo, is ripped to shreds, and looks like an Adonis? Don't you want to take advice from that person? I think I do. So this show is not going to be about bodybuilding, although bodybuilders will be able to learn from it. This show is going to be about this is body recomposition for everyone. I don't care if you're a woman who just had a baby. I don't care if you're a guy going through a midlife crisis and you want to look like you did when you were 30. Or I don't care if you're a guy who wants to look like you are a bodybuilder. And maybe you are someone who wants to compete. All those people will benefit from this show.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Carl, one aspect of this that I think will really go over well with the audience is I do compete and I take it seriously. And it's a big part of my life. But it's not all of my life. I'm a father. I'm married. I have three young kids. I work a full-time job for a contractor of a government agency. And I personal train on the side. Me and my wife, we own a yoga Pilates studio that we manage. So I'm not just somebody who gets paid to get on stage and, you know, that's all I have to do is to train and eat and sleep. I mean, I get up in the mornings and I go to the gym and I have to come work a 9-hour day, go to the gym, train clients, go home and do homework or with the kids, pick the kids up, take them to dance. So I think I've got something that your audience can relate to. I think all, you know, most people face those same challenges of work and how do I eat, you know, while I'm working a full-time job, and how do I get to the gym, and how do I prepare food and have everything ready? And that's one thing I think that I can really bring to the table is I'm out in the real world living a real life, just like probably 99% of your listeners.
And you're doing it while you look like you could be a statue. So that's and even more importantly, you're 46 years old. So this isn't like you're some 30-year-old or 28-year-old fitness model who's going, yeah, you know, here's the Brazilian butt crunch. And then, no, you're 46 years old. You're supposedly, according to the medical orthodoxy, on the other side of the hill. And guess what? You look better than guys on the front side of the hill. It's going to be – I'm really excited about this show. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, and my main goal with this is I want – you know, I go to the gym most every day, either to train or to train other people, you know, and it frustrates me because I see the same guys and girls doing the same thing day after day. You know, for years I've been going to the same gym and I see the same people. They look exactly like they did this morning that they did 5 years ago. I want to be able to change that. I want them to see those improvements and I want them to get the most out of the time they're spending in the gym, things they can do away from the gym that'll, you know, bring them the total package.
I can't play the intro because I have not gotten complete approval yet from the folks at Quest. But the mantra of the show is, if you want to look good naked, you've come to the right place. And I think that's the ultimate. And that's the ultimate. I got to tell you the truth. Who cares about looking good in an Armani suit? You want to look good when the suit is laying on the floor.
Right.
And that's what this show is going to be about.
Yeah.
And as you can tell, Elisa is waiting for me to get there as well. So you're gonna have to help me a lot. Well, anyway, Mark, I know that you're actually at work and took time to do this interview. I want to thank you very much for coming on today to do this. And I'm really, 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 like, pumped and excited. The folks at Quest, as soon as I pitched them on this idea, as I want Mark to host it, they were like, let's go. Let's do it. Let's do it now. I was like, they were right behind it. And that's what I love about Quest. Quest Protein Bar Company is not just about selling protein bars, but Ron Cain, Shannon Yorton, Tom Ballou, they are true dedicated physical culturists. They're about promoting physical culture. That's really what they're about. Mm-hmm. And they were right there with this show. So I'm really excited. Second week of February, as it gets closer, we will give the exact date and time so you can listen live, and then naturally it'll go up on the podcast directory. And I would ask those of you who want to get some questions in to Mark for upcoming show topics, for now, email them to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we will have a special email address just for the show. Mark, thanks so much today for being on the show, man.
You're welcome, Colin. I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to be involved and help others, and I thank Quest for supporting this and sponsoring this.
Perfect. All right, listen, have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Thanks, Carl. Bye, okay. Lisa.
See you, Mark.
All right, so there you have it. We have to go into a commercial break. When we come back, we got lots of great stories to catch up on. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Every day I'm hustling.
Building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get
Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Mr. Bombastic, we order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover. Shaggy.
I think you ought to put all of your music together and sell it.
Mr. Lover, lover. Is that Shabba Ranks? I don't think so.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I like Shabba Ranks, by the way. Anyway, okay.
I tell you what, I'm supposed to be drinking a gallon of water a day now. That's a lot of water.
you have to go potty a lot now, don't you?
Yes.
You may have to carry two bottles, one empty, one to refill, and one to empty. So there you go. Anyway, so what's in the news, Alisa Profumo?
Well, this is an interesting story. A woman in Australia has filed a class action lawsuit against Merck.
Yeah. Why? Let me guess.
Because of the Gardasil vaccination.
I have to commend Australia for even getting this on. I mean, why can't we file a class action suit here in the United States?
She's suffering autoimmune and neurological complications following her Gardasil injections. She's 28 years old.
How many? I mean, she filed it. Are there any pileups, people piling on yet?
I think so, but none in the U.S. yet.
Can they do it in the U.S. as well, if this is starting in Australia?
It says seven other women who say they have suffered various physical problems are going to join the civil lawsuit, but that's also in Australia.
Yeah, I don't know if we can join in from here. We need a class action lawsuit against Gardasil here as well.
Well, I tell you what, I found a website for people to go to. It's a really interesting website. It's the National Vaccine Information Center.
I tried to have her on the show so many times, and she won't come on. The girl who runs that website.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to get 30,000 signatures against the Gardasil vaccination. They've got 16,374. The website is thepetitionsite.com.
So P-E-T...
Petition site, thepetitionsite.com.
Okay.
And actually, what's interesting to me is you go and you fill this out and then you've signed the petition.
Right.
But you can also make comments and then you can read. I mean, it starts with all of the signatures starting from 16,386 and it goes down. You can read the comments that these people are making.
Were you shocked by some of the comments?
Oh, about how many of the comments that say that their daughters, their nieces, their nephews have had the Gardasil vaccination and they are having complications from it.
Now, recently we've been watching television and noticed that there's these girls. Are they in like Mississippi, Alabama?
New York, Leroy, New York.
Okay. And then someone new just showed up yesterday.
But that was 250 miles away in a different town of New York.
Right. So these girls in New York are coming up with this Tourette syndrome.
They've been all over the national news.
Right. Nervous twitches and they can't. And ironically, the spokespeople from the medical orthodoxy are coming forth and saying it's some sort of mass hysteria. I think the only mass hysteria is amongst these idiot doctors. I got to be honest with you.
Well, what I find interesting, and I said this to you and I screamed it at the television, has anyone ask these girls if they've had the Gardasil vaccination.
Or any vaccine.
Or any vaccine at all, exactly. Right. I mean, they have not even addressed that issue at all.
Right.
Zero.
I wonder if any of these girls have had vaccines, because vaccinations have been tied to neurological disorders, and vaccinations have been tied to the development of Tourette's syndrome, which is what they're saying these girls have.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, it's like you and I keep saying, I wonder if these girls have been vaccinated. I'm willing to bet they have.
I that's what I was thinking too, and that's why I brought that up, because they're not connecting the dots in the media.
You know what's really shameful?
This is the same thing that happens to women in menopause as what's happening to these girls. The medical orthodoxy, when they don't have an answer that fits into their little square peg, square hole, they immediately discount it as, well, this is mass hysteria. You're imagining this. This is not real.
Or they say you're depressed, so they prescribe antidepressants.
I wish, it's just unfortunate that more doctors don't get sick with these kind of things. So when they go to their doctor friends and their doctor friends go, oh, it's just, this is mass hysteria. You're not really feeling this. They can go, what are you, stupid? You think I'm doing this on purpose to get attention?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just shameful.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Shameful. Those poor girls. But anyway, so Australia is launching a class action suit against Merck for Gardasil.
Yes.
I applaud you, Australia. Fantastic. Lead the charge. I hope everybody, all the other nations out there that are trying to be forced to use Gardasil. And consequently, I just had a thought.
A light bulb just went off.
Did you see that?
Yeah,
you saw it, right?
I did see that, yeah.
I wonder if Rick Perry, when he went oops, I wonder if that oops was, you and I have both said that he looks like he's drunk sometimes and like we're really tired. I wonder if he's been vaccinated with Gardasil.
Well, isn't he like in cahoots with Merck?
Yeah, he was the one that wanted every girl in Texas to be vaccinated with Gardasil.
He was going
to
make it a law.
Oh, yeah, he was going to make it a law. I wonder if he's been vaccinated right before. Maybe he can sue them for losing the campaign because after he was vaccinated, his IQ dropped to 6.
I'm certainly glad he's no longer going to be running.
Yeah, oops.
Oops. Okay, so don't forget to go to thepetitionsite.com. And sign the petition against Gardasil.
Okay. We have a choice. We can either get back on our program clock by taking a break now or do another story and then take a break by going long. What do you want to do?
We can take the break.
Thank you. Because I really want to stay on the program clock if I can help it. All right. Okay. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to do another thing in the national news, right?
Yes.
You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, maybe I'll sing coming out of the next break, too. Most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness?
Wellness. Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
So, I have a question for you.
And I have an answer for you.
I hope you do. When you're watching television, what kind of commercials do you see most often?
I would have to say pharmaceutical spots.
Well, what about like foods,
yeah,
sugary foods?
Right. Yeah, they go back to back. In fact, we were watching a show the other night, and it was like four spots back to back.
The cereal, remember the cereal?
Oh, yeah,
the
that chocolate,
cereal.
The new Kellogg cereal that has actual mushy chocolate inside.
It's called Crave, I think it was. That's disgusting.
They should call it, you're an a-hole for eating this, is what they should call it.
For chocolate, I mean, for breakfast, no less. Oh. Okay, so anyway, in 2009, a whopping 86% of U.S. television ads were for fatty, sugary, and salty products. And then that was actually down from 94 the previous year.
Really? So yes. So it's come down a little bit. And obviously, let's face it, kids sit in front of the TV, they see these ads, they ask their parents to buy those foods, and they eat those foods, and there's the link to childhood obesity right there.
Right. Well, the Canadian province of Quebec did something about it. In 1984 to 1992... they basically stopped all of those types of ads.
Wait a minute. What do you mean? They wouldn't let those – they banned the ads, in other words?
They had an eight-year ban on fast food advertisements.
On TV or in newspapers or everything?
On television.
Okay.
And the fast food expenditures plummeted by 13%.
Wow. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I bet the fast food companies were really pissed off about that.
Interestingly enough, I wonder why they stopped it. I don't know the answer to that, but I wonder why they stopped it.
Well, maybe they had to do the tabulate everything and see what the effects are. Now, one would assume that the effects on overall health and obesity would be profound just from that.
In the article that I read, they didn't talk about that, but what they did say was between 11 million and 22 million fewer fast food meals were eaten. That translated into 2.2 billion to 4.4 billion fewer calories.
And dollars.
And dollars.
I was just going to say, in the fast food industry's hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably why they had to stop it.
So isn't it interesting that these kids sitting at home seeing these McDonald's ads, which, by the way, McDonald's has a new Chicken McNugget out, too. I remember seeing that. They want to go eat there because of these ads.
You know what? Did you see another light bulb just go off?
I did.
It wasn't just the other one that I forgot to turn off. This was a new one. I just realized that someday, I mean, it's already going to happen. You know, people are going to start suing fast food companies pretty soon.
They've
just
already done that, haven't they?
But I mean, you know what? You know what's going to happen now?
What?
They're going to sue the TV stations for running the spots, because this proves that the television ads influence the children. So now the culpability comes upstream, not just from the fast food companies that make and sell the product, but to the pusher. The
mm-hmm.
pusher is now the TV. So you mark my words. Somebody out there is going to look at this and go, So in other words, what they're saying is the TV commercials make the kids eat this bad food. The TV commercial is the pusher. The broadcaster is the pusher. Hey, we need to sue Rupert Murdoch and not McDonald's. Now watch what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't wait for this one. This is probably about another 3 or 4 years away before you're going to hear something on nightly news or something like that. They're going to say something to the effect of Rupert Murdoch's company was sued this evening for the obesity problem in the United States, citing a study that shows that TV ads cause children to eat more fast food, which leads to chronic obesity and disease. Bang. That's it. That's the end of the story.
Well, what about having ads like, and this, did you see my light bulb just go
off?
Yes,
I did, actually. It was very bright. Well, I had to cover my eyes.
What about, like, having an advertisement for spinach, you know, with Popeye or something? I don't know. Maybe kids would want to eat spinach. Is that a stretch?
Well, no. You're absolutely right. The Popeye cartoon was mm-hmm. based on getting kids to eat spinach back then, because there was a big movement to get children to eat spinach because of the iron in it and the other benefits in it. And so the creators of Popeye made spinach his go-to food because it was actually a push to get children to eat spinach. So you're absolutely right. And back then, including myself, we ate spinach because we thought that it would make us strong. In fact, my father... When I hated broccoli Robbie, uh-huh. I made it for you. It's a very, very bitter green. When I was a kid, to get me to eat broccoli Robbie, my father would tell me Bruno Sammartino eats broccoli Robbie. Bruno Sammartino was an old-time wrestler. He was very strong, very muscular. And I would eat that bitter stuff because I thought it was going to make me strong like Bruno Sammartino. So absolutely, you're right. There has to be some sort of balance in the ads.
To counter those ads, maybe we can somehow get people to do the ads for nutritionists.
I know what you're saying, but not just nutritionists. We need to get them to start focusing on more nutritionally bound foods.
That's what I was trying to say, but it wasn't coming out.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. But the problem is the government will say corn, soy, and wheat are the ones that they want to run because they have to sell those things.
Yeah, but the television stations, I mean, if they're going to make money from the ad, who's going to say that they won't put one on there with spinach?
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. This is going to be really, really interesting. This opens up a whole can of worms for the broadcast industry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, clearly, I mean, it's because they're children. Adults have the ability to look at something and go, you know, I mean, I'm not running out getting Lipitor because that guy goes, you know, I thought I was healthy, and then I had a heart attack.
Right.
I exercise every day. I eat right. I see my doctor, but I still had a heart attack. But now I take Lipitor. Uh-huh. And I look at that guy and go, you're an actor. You never had a heart attack. This is all BS. I don't need Lipitor. But children are susceptible to that stuff. So it really is about the kids.
Yep.
Really, this is going to be interesting how this plays out.
Yep.
Good. That's good. And bravo to Quebec.
Quebec.
I think those who live there actually pronounce it Quebec.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm thinking so, but I could be wrong. But anyway, bravo to them, no matter how you pronounce it. And I think you ought to keep those fast food commercials buried and take them out entirely.
Have you been there?
No, I've heard it's the cleanest city in the world.
I really enjoyed it. I went there one time, and it was just like, I felt like I was in Europe. It was just so quaint and beautiful, and it was just really an interesting place.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you wanted to talk about rheumatoid arthritis.
I want to talk about rheumatoid arthritis because we've done shows that have shown that, first of all, arthritis in general, including some of the RA forms of it, have now been linked to the damaging effects of carrying high amounts of body fat, not the mechanical effects of being weighted down by the body fat because of gravity, but because of the pro-inflammatory cytokines that are spewed into the body by carrying a lot of body fat.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that almost all of the symptoms of arthritis are mitigated through exercise. That people who exercise, once again, counterintuitive, people who exercise actually see their arthritis get better.
Mm-hmm.
They lose the pain. Some of the return to chondrocyte occurs and so on and so forth. So we know that exercise is beneficial. But there was a study done recently that looked at 2 in 5 adults with rheumatoid arthritis are physically inactive. And I thought the interesting thing about this was the reason that they're physically inactive. And the reason they're physically inactive is because they do not put a lot of stock in the notion that there are any real benefits from exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And that's shocking to me. That's so shocking to me. And maybe because I've seen exercise cure myself, my own body, of a myriad of diseases when I was one of the walking dead in this country. But just to, like, it's almost like a cop-out. Like, I don't think exercise is going to do anything for me.
Well, and we've talked about this on the show, too. And I've told you this, that so many people in my family have autoimmune disease, of which some of it is rheumatoid arthritis. And my sister has it. My brother has it. And that's why I initially started getting into physical culture, was because I did everything I could to make sure that I wasn't going to get it.
And you didn't get it. And interestingly enough, you have a cousin or something that once said to you, well, you're going to get it anyway because you have the genetics for it.
Yes.
And they, and those people developed rheumatoid arthritis. At what ages did they start to show?
Really young.
Yeah,
my
same.
Sister and my, all the women in the family have developed it really young.
Yeah.
The men, it comes on later in life.
Right, right.
But for the women, it, I mean, like I had an 18-year-old cousin that was in a wheelchair.
Oh. But now, interestingly enough, you have a cousin who you told you need to start exercising, and she poo-pooed the idea, but now she's swimming all the time, and she said that her RA has gotten better,
well,
right?
Interestingly enough, she came over, and we were swimming together one time, and I invited her to go swimming with me because she was complaining about how stiff she was when she woke up in the morning, and I knew if she swam, it would help her joints.
Right.
So I got her swimming, and since that time, she started going like to the Y and swimming, even in the wintertime.
Right, right.
And it really helps her.
Yeah, so, you know, the reason I'm even covering this is because we were in California, and I may have talked about this, and I just want to mention this once more before we go into the break. But when we were in California recently, we had the nice opportunity to meet the guy who's responsible for all of the marketing of Boniva in the United States.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
He's the top guy at, I guess, what is that, Genentech, that's
Genentech,
their product?
Genentech, uh-huh.
And he's responsible for the Boniva sales in the whole country. All the salespeople, all the pharmaceutical reps, everything that goes on in the way of Boniva is beneath him. Nicest guy you'd ever meet. Okay. And so we were watching television, and Phil Mickelson came on and started doing that thing for his form of his unique form of RA. You know, well, some days I'd wake up and be fine. And that guy said to me, well, there's something you can't cure. And before he pronounced the letter R in the word cure, I shot back to him, bull hockey. But I didn't use the word hockey.
And it was loud, too. I mean, Carl was...
The whole, everybody in the room just looked at me. And I looked at him, and I said, you know what? And I told the story about Kevin Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you know, because Kevin's been on our show and talked about how he had autoimmune disorder and cured it himself by changing his diet. And now he trains and he, you know, and so on and so forth. And so we kind of went off into that segment, and I said, that's nonsense. It can be completely reversed. I says, why don't you do a little research? But I knew he wouldn't do any research.
No.
So,
because he's of the agenda of the pharmaceutical agenda.
Yeah. They don't want you to be cured. They want you to manage your disorder for the rest of your life, because then they can manage your money for you.
Yes.
Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about, if this is okay with you,
okay,
because you're the one that's leading the show.
Oh, I am. Okay.
I want to talk about Bill Gates.
Oh, Bill Gates, and of course, we cannot do a show without talking about Monsanto.
Yes, Monsanto. Bill Gates, who made Bill Gates the boss of me?
Who made Bill Gates the boss of the world?
Yeah, exactly. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
We're going to teach you some fun facts about salmon and a brand new day. Is it Chazzy Fizzle?
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released high-energy chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com. Be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan-2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Bill Gates, what makes him, like, how come he knows so much about food
everything. And
everything? I mean, what makes him an authority?
Well, when you got that kind of money. You know, there's an old saying that my good friend and Dutch uncle Jasper used to say to me.
Uh-huh.
He always observed the golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rules. And Bill Gates has a lot of gold. So, no, I'm being sincere. I mean, the only reason, let's be honest. If Bill Gates was, he worked at the dry cleaner, who care what his opinion is, right?
Right.
But because he controls so much money and the Melinda Gates and Bill Gates Foundation.
Melinda Gates.
Whatever it is. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, I don't pay attention to her name anyway. But, you know, it's like these people, they think that because they got a bunch of money that they can – they can create public policy, and they're doing it because, let's face it, you know, Bill Gates is a rock star, and every politician wants to get close to him because, you know, he could touch you and make you king. So
make you golden.
Yeah.
Basically, Bill Gates said, accept GMOs. He just published his fourth his letter. I've got a copy of the letter. I can tell people which website to go to.
Right.
But he said in his letter, accept GMOs or millions will starve.
Yeah.
In the face of climate change devastation, Gates said world leaders must invest in agricultural technology.
Right, right. You know what the problem with this is? This is the same thing that governments do. Bill Gates is so powerful that he's kind of like part of the government when you think about it.
Uh-huh.
He can swing his weight. There's a notion in government about the greater good. You know, it's kind of like, you know, a couple guys have to die in order to win a war, and a couple people have to go to jail that are innocent in order to punish the guilty. And it's all about the greater good. They don't look at individuals when they're talking like this. They're looking at millions of people, They don't think about you individually. They're thinking about millions of people. So Bill Gates is talking about the most underserved countries in the world that are starving to death. And GMO is good because we can then feed those countries. If there is a way that we could grow GMO in those countries and just feed those people, then I guess I would have no problem with it, because I could easily say, well, using the greater good analogy, what are their choices? They're going to die anyway, or they're going to get IBS, GERD, their sex drive will drop, and they won't have as many babies. This may be a good thing. Yeah, let's go ahead and give them genetically modified corns and soy and stuff like that, because what are their options? Their options are die or eat GMO. But here in the United States, we don't have that problem. Mm-hmm. And the problem is GMO is one of those things. I hate to say this. I'm going to be very vulgar right now. But GMOs are like, you know, if you pass wind in a room, you can't just keep it to yourself. It's going to pass around. GMOs, if they do it for these other countries, then we end up with it as well. And that's my problem. We're not starving over here. We don't need GMOs over here. We don't have any problems with growing crops. In fact, you have government agencies paying farmers not to grow crops right now. Okay? And Bill Gates thinks that the world is his little ant farm now. Well, you know, I'm smart. I obviously am smart because I've accrued so much money. I can start to make decisions for the greater good. I say Bill Gates should eat GMO. He should bathe in pesticides. He should radiate his body with cell phone radiation. He should do all those things that he thinks are needed for the progression of this race. In fact, didn't you just say the picture of him, he's got all brown spots all over his face?
Well, there's a picture of him and on his cheek, it's all over, and the brown spots are all over his cheek. And didn't you say those are advanced glycation?
Yeah, that's an AGE on the surface of the skin. Those are advanced glycation end products. He's rotting away on the inside. He's probably eating the way the American Dietetic Association predicts that you should eat. He's probably eating lots of grains and stuff. And you know what? He'd be another one that if he checked out soon, it would be a good thing, because people go, oh my God, we were taking this guy's advice?
If anybody's interested in reading his annual letter, evidently this is his fourth annual letter, you can go to gatesfoundation.org and read the letter that he just published.
Yeah. Don't read it. You know what? Print it out and put it on the bottom of your bird cage and let your bird poop on it instead. You know, he's also for, between you and I, he's also for, what is that, eugenics. He's a big proponent of eugenics. He feels like the population is getting way too big and we have to do something to control that.
Uh-huh.
You know, he looks at people, not as people, but like a farmer would look at cows. You know what? We got too many in the herd. You got to kill a couple. We just stock the refrigerator with them. That's how he looks at people.
We were looking at this YouTube video about fluoride in the water this morning.
Right. We want to talk about that, too. Might as well. You want to just go right into that?
That's fine.
Yeah.
But I want to say thanks to Matthew Chan, because he posted this on Facebook, and I got it from him. So yeah. Thank you, Matthew.
You know, fluoride is actually much more dangerous than originally thought. So why don't you take it from...
Well, I just what made me think of it, because you said the eugenics program, and it had Hitler... It showed on this YouTube video, it showed Hitler and said that fluoride was a way to control the minds of the people.
Yeah.
And that he used that.
Fluoride, excuse me. Fluoride, aside from competing at the thyroid for iodine, because fluoride is also a halogen, like chloride or chlorine and fluoride or fluorine and iodide or iodine, dean, or whatever you want to pronounce it. So... It does. We know that it screws up the thyroid. What I didn't know about it until I started doing this research as a result of your discussion about fluoride is that fluoride is also considered a anti-cholinergic, and it affects choline diesterase. No, I'm sorry. I'm mispronouncing this. Let me look at my notes here real quick. It actually affects acetylcholine esterase. Thank you. Do you know what acetylcholine esterase, do you know how acetylcholine esterase has been manipulated in the past by the military?
No, how?
Okay. Sarin gas.
Oh, you told me this.
Okay. When they want to kill millions of people really, really, really fast, they drop sarin gas bombs on populations. People die within hour, 40 minutes. They convulse. Their heart rate goes to 350 beats a second. Their muscles twitch. Their eyes roll back in their head, and they're gone.
Uh-huh.
Sarin gas is by far one of the most deadly neurotoxin agents used in chemical warfare, period, end of story. In fact, they were afraid that Saddam Hussein had sarin gas back in the day. There was a Tokyo train that was stopped because a guy supposedly had sarin gas. He was going to release it in the subway. I mean, there was a disaster, I believe, in Moscow where a group took hostages. And the police erroneously released sarin gas to try to quell the situation. They killed the hostages and all the people. Sarin gas is an acetylcholine esterase inhibitor. And what that does is it causes the autonomic nervous system to go haywire. You can't, your body can't control anything. You poop on yourself, your heart rate goes through the roof, your eyes go back in your head, you die.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Fluoride is an acetylcholine esterase inhibitor in low doses. Fluoride in the water could be responsible for lots of neurological disorders that people develop, such as arrhythmias in the heart or psychotic episodes and so on and so forth.
That's scary.
And never mind that. They put it in toothpaste. They put it in mouthwash. So when you talk about epigenetic effects of things, fluoride could be one of the worst epigenetic disasters ever to hit the planet because everybody comes in contact with it. Even if you don't drink tap water, I bet you shower in it.
Right. And doesn't your body absorb it?
Sure.
And then what about bottled water? I know it said in this article that some bottled waters have fluoride in them.
Well, I would have to start reading them now. I mean, I'm, you know, I buy distilled water, and supposedly there's not supposed to be anything in there at all. But I'm going to have to start reading bottles now. I didn't realize that.
Right.
That's scary. Fluoride is scary stuff. You need to not drink tap water. In fact, I recommend...
The filters do filter out the chlorine and the fluoride.
Yes, because fluoride has a molecular weight of about 77,000 Dalton, so it's a pretty big molecule. However, if it's not being filtered out and you're showering in it, don't forget, you swallow water, you breathe a little bit in, you have membranes that absorb it, so it's not just the surface of the skin that's getting exposed when you're showering. And if you bathe, it's even worse.
You can buy filters for your shower head.
Yes, and I recommend that as a minimum to do that. And as a maximum, you can go and get a whole house granular activated carbon filter that will remove chlorine and fluoride, but it still will not remove those other smaller particles that are residual from pharmaceutical drugs that are making it to the water. So don't drink tap water no matter what. Unless you have a really, really expensive reverse osmosis unit that also has a UV light to kill any types of bacteria, then you can drink tap water. That's it. Other than that, I wouldn't drink tap water ever, ever, ever. But to bathe in it, you can use a granular activated carbon filter.
Okay. Especially if you're drinking a gallon a day.
And that's the other thing, you know? Right, exactly. I mean, when the government says, well, the effects are nominal.
Low levels,
yeah,
small.
The average person drinks a glass of water a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those of us in the know, we try to hit a gallon a day. Sometimes when you're getting close to a competition, 2 gallons a day.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the concentrations of this stuff you really are getting.
Right.
Now, stay away from fluoride at all costs. What are we going?
I want to go back to Monsanto for NGMO,
please,
for just a minute. And this was, Monsanto is evidently going to be charged by India for biopiracy.
Why is that?
For the eggplant. Remember we talked about the eggplant that Monsanto had
genetically modified
eggplant in India, and some of the crops were destroyed and the farmers were committing suicide.
Right.
And so evidently now India is going to sue Monsanto for this.
Well, they probably will change their mind once they get Bill Gates's memo.
You think?
You know, look at this. Now think about this for a second. Bill Gates is saying genetically modified foods are important to feed the world, right? And then you have one of the most populated countries in the world, India, and they have a real problem feeding their country. It's well known, but they don't want GMO. So what does that tell you? Why aren't they embracing GMO if it's so darn great for feeding the world? Just Bill Gates and Monsanto some of government agencies like Tom Vilsack and so on, they're embracing GMO because they're financially rewarded to embrace it.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah. Well, at least India's going to do something about it.
Well, you think they'll get it on? Like, what did they talk about any penalties or anything like that?
No, but it does say here that in a month since the government announced that it intended to file the charges, no actual charges have been laid yet.
Oh, so because you know why? Monsanto's in there trying to kiss butt, and they're probably saying, look, we'll donate millions of dollars to this, we'll donate that, we'll clean up our mess, we'll do it. And don't do it, India. Take them to task. Set the standard for the rest of the world.
It says that India is coming under pressure from Monsanto and other multinationals not to pursue the case.
Yeah, right, not to pursue. Go for it. India, please go for it, because then everything, you know what happens? My father taught me this. If there's a bully and he's picking on everybody, Then one kid steps up and punches the bully. All of a sudden, everybody wants to punch the bully. They're like, hey, I want to punch him too. He did this to me too. India has to follow through with this. They must follow through with this. The rest of the world will be behind you. Forget about the multinational companies. They're not the world.
This is kind of shocking to me. It says that St. Louis-based company, Monsanto, has been growing rapidly in recent years in India. They now have around $7 billion per year in sales for cotton and eggplant.
Yeah, and I'll bet you they've gobbled up the seed industry there, which is what they usually do. Mm-hmm. They come in and they gobble up the seed industry. If you can't get seeds, you can't grow something. And if they're the only ones you can get seeds from, you're screwed.
Yeah,
they did that here in the United States. Do we want to talk about anything else, or do you want to go into the break? We're going a little long right now.
That's fine.
Okay, so let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will pick it up with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Yeah, it's officially the biggest midget in the game.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no calorie, no carb food, and Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com TestCharge.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Now I'm lost. I'm screaming for help.
Welcome back. We have quite a few good stories. I'm going to try to hit them hard, and I'm going to try to not comment as much so we can stay within our time allotment here. We don't want to drag it out too far. But we do have some really good stories. The one I want to hear about most of all right now, Elisa, is the one about, is there a fetus in my food?
Aborted fetus cells in my food. Soda flavoring research.
Oh, here. My God. Is this really true?
Have you ever heard of a company, Sinomex?
No.
S-E-N-O-M-Y-X.
No.
They're a California-based biotechnology company. They specialize in developing food flavorings. And they use aborted embryonic cells to create isolated human taste receptors.
Okay, wait a minute. They use
and
them
they
to make
use
isolated...
those in the production of food chemicals.
So in other words, they use them to create taste receptors so they can test the taste of stuff. Or they're putting it in our food. I misinterpreted that. I think that what they're really saying is...
isolated human taste receptors, which are used in the production of food chemicals.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
And they have partnered with Kraft, PepsiCo, and Nestle.
So these are the companies that are using these products that have... How are they getting aborted fetuses when it's so hard for people to do embryonic stem cell therapy?
They use... HEK293 is code for human embryonic kidney cells that are manipulated to produce taste receptors that express a specific protein known as the G protein.
Okay.
And it's artificial flavor enhancing chemical. That's what they're using it for.
Oh, God. So it's in these foods that Kraft and Coca-Cola is in?
PepsiCo. Kraft and Nestle.
Oh, man, this is scary. I can't imagine. This is like Frankensteinish. It's ghoulish. I'm trying to figure out how the hell this company has been able to stay beneath the radar and do this with aborted fetuses. This is bizarre.
Well, it says that while the aborted fetal cells are not necessarily in the final product, such cells appear to needlessly play a part in the production of the artificial flavor chemicals used by this company.
Gotcha. Okay.
Oh, well, that's still
disgusting.
Shocking.
Yeah, that's
it's
disgusting.
Still shocking.
And I think that they need to stop that. And I, you know what? Or just don't buy products from PepsiCo, Kraft,
or Nestle.
That's all. Nestle's doesn't have
but
good
all of those companies are so incestuous. You never know. Nick Guggs had sent us he sent me which company, it's like a graph that shows which company owns which company.
Right.
I need to find that again.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. What else do we have, Elisa?
Did you want to talk about product labeling?
Yes. This is really something that I had no clue about until Elisa taught me about it. And you it should be said that you're finishing up on your nutritional certification right now, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you've been reading a lot of the textbooks and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So explain what it's about.
No, you wanted to talk about
it. Oh, okay. So mm-hmm. Anyway, basically this is the premise. When you buy a supplement, if it has a parentheses around the active ingredient, so let's say you're talking about calcium citrate, and it says it's 500 milligrams of calcium citrate per tablet. If there's a parenthesis around the word citrate, that means that you're actually getting 500 milligrams of elemental calcium, which is what you want. Because the citrate is an additional molecule It's an addition to the calcium. If there's no parentheses around the word citrate, then that means you're getting 500 milligrams of calcium citrate, which most likely has a much lower amount of actual elemental calcium. And this is true of any supplement. If you buy, let's say, an arginine hydrochloride, and it says that it's 500 milligrams of arginine HCl, no parentheses, you're really not getting 500 milligrams of arginine. It's some amount less than that because you have to count the HCl molecule and its weight in that 500 milligrams. Quite often it's going to be maybe 60%, 70%, 80% of what you think you're getting. So it's important when you look at these labels with supplements. So if you think that you, if you find out that 2 grams of a certain thing is what you need, and it, and you're buying a modified version like magnesium glycinate, if I take 500 milligrams of magnesium glycinate and the word glycinate is not in parentheses, then it's not 500 milligrams of magnesium. It's some amount less than that. I never knew that.
You learned very well.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, my so hat's off to you.
There you go. There you go. Okay, so
And then also we wanted to talk about an article that Nick Guggs posted about the fried food myth.
Yes, yes. This is an important one.
Well, basically, the British Medical Journal published a study that I guess it was done over in Spain, that if you use olive oil or sunflower oils, you basically don't have the incident of serious heart disease that you do if you use other oils like we do here in the U.S.
Right.
And a lot of times in the U.S., they keep reusing the same oils.
Yeah, you ever, if you just stand outside of KFC and smell the smell that comes
that
out,
smell
it's disgusting.
Is disgusting. Yeah. But then they reuse the same oils, and that just is the trans fats in it.
Right.
But basically the study said that they don't have the serious heart disease issues with the sunflower oil or the olive oils.
Right. Right. Yeah. So the jury is still out if fried foods are bad for you. The
other problem. What about olive oil? Because of the high heat index, it can't take the high heat.
Right. And you do have to cook lower heat. But the other thing, too, is that a lot of the fried foods in the United States are breaded. And I think that there's something totally different that takes place when you fry breaded foods, as we found when you fry potatoes. You know, there's something else taking place.
The acrylamide that you get from the potatoes. We've talked about that on the show.
You know,
before.
In Europe, they saute things.
Uh-huh.
They don't bread them first. You know, and then the bread absorbs all of the oil at that high heat. So there's something else going on there. But the jury is still out on the fried food thing. Let's see. I'm looking at what we have to talk about before we can finish the show.
Did you read that? I want to read that thing about can't see eye drops.
I can't find it right now, but John Parker had posted something on my wall that he had listened to the can't see interview that we did the other day and realized for the first time that he had been using can't see for a while and he hasn't been reaching for his glasses nearly as much when he's in school, and he attributes that to using the can't see. Yeah, that stuff is great. It really, really is.
Okay, so last week we did a show about women's issues. We talked about
bacterial vaginosis.
Yes. And so we had someone send us an email, of which I'm not going to say their name.
Right.
But this person said that they know of someone that uses garlic to get rid of yeast infection.
Now, I asked you about this, and I said, I jokingly said, what do? Insert a clove of garlic in your vagina? And you said, yes. I was like, what?
So basically, you take a thread and you thread the garlic so that you can obviously pull it back out again.
Right. Kind of like the way a tampon works with the little string.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you use a needle and you thread the garlic and then you put it in, and it's supposed to help with bacteria.
I wonder if it burns when you put it in.
I think that it burned for the first like 5 seconds. This is what this person told me.
This is really interesting. This gives a whole new meaning to Italian food, doesn't it? Anyway.
I wonder if you start like tasting the garlic. I think you do. As a matter of fact, now that I recall what she said, that you can taste the garlic.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is pretty amazing right
I
there.
Know.
Wow, that's something. That's really something. What else do we have to talk about before we end the show? I want to say something also.
That's it.
Okay. I have to come forth and I have to say, first of all, to many of you, thank you for responding to my request to go to iTunes and rate the show and make comments about the show. First of all, I have to tell you that I am astounded that the number of people that put this show changed my life or a life-changing show. And it couldn't have been orchestrated because these people don't know each other. They were posted at different times, but it's just astonishing to me how many people think that. Thank you so much. I mean, that really touched me a lot that that's what people put. To those of you who have already gone to iTunes and rated the show and commented about the show, thank you so very much. Johan Otterstrom actually put it up on Facebook. He copied and pasted what he put up there. Michael McGregor, he also put it up on Facebook, and he wrote a beautiful thing about the show. Thank you very much. And to all of you who are using screen names up there, and I don't know exactly who you are, thank you for taking the time to rate us and comment on iTunes. I really want to get more respect on iTunes. The show, the body of work that we put together here deserves more respect. I've got more shows up there than most people. Today's show number 900, by the way.
Wow.
And, but that I've done more than 900 because I went to numbers instead of dates 2 years after I started doing the show. So we've done more than 1,000 shows at this point in time. But nonetheless, to those of you who have not heard my plea to help me get some respect, I'm the Rodney Dangerfield of the podcast industry. I don't get no respect on iTunes. Please, if you listen to iTunes, if you get our show through iTunes, go to iTunes, look for the podcast Superhuman Radio, log in, and please rate the show and make a comment. And the comment can be good show, awesome, thanks. It could be one word, and there were people who did that. Thank you to those. Thank you to everybody. And thank you in advance to those of you who are going to help the show by going to iTunes and rating and commenting on Superhuman Radio. Really appreciate it. Do we have anything else to talk about?
Nope.
Okay, so we can now say that is another week completed. I've got to delete something here, Lisa, hold on. Because we can't end the show until I have that right where it is. Thank you very much for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see everybody next week.
Bye.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.